Good day, sports fans. Welcome to another interesting episode of your favorite program, the Sports Planet Podcast. My name, as usual, is Kayode Ogundare, and with me is Mumini Alao.
Good day, sports fans, and welcome once again, like Kayode said, to another episode of Sports Planet Podcast. We hope to have a nice time again, as usual. Welcome.
Today on the program, we are going to take a slightly different approach. We are going to be looking at a topic that has been of controversy in the past few days. And we are talking about this policy, if I can call it a policy, of bringing players of Nigerian descent from Europe and America to come and play for Nigeria and the national team as it is. Let me start by asking you, is this the acceptable custom all over the world?
Well, talking about relying or calling on players of Nigerian descent from abroad, I don't think it's unique to Nigeria, because sport is competition and you want the best at any time. For as long as they hold Nigerian passport, or even if they don't hold Nigerian passport, they decide to play for Nigeria and they go through the processes that will qualify them to do so. Because we've seen players of Brazilian descent playing for Spain, we've seen players of Turkish descent playing for Germany, and so on and so forth. So it's not only players that have relationship with a particular country. We've seen players even converting from their own country to play for other countries. So every country, including Nigeria, is looking for the best players available. In our own case, we have not seen Cameroonians or British people or Americans converting to play for Nigeria. We are talking about Nigerians who are based abroad. For God's sake, what's the problem with that? If they are the best that we have at any point in time, I don't see any reason why we should not use them. If all our best players will come from abroad, so be it. If they are the best we have to offer, Kayode, this is my opinion on this issue.
Why I chose to ask you that question is, it is at the detriment of local players. And how do you think we can move forward as a country if we complain that our league has no quality and we keep bringing players from abroad? How does it impact on the local players?
Very well. Now, as I said to you, the national team is not for development. The national team is for competition. You don't develop players in the national team. The national team is going to compete in the African Nations Cup. They will compete at the World Cup. They will be competing against the best players from other countries of the world. You are not looking to use that place to develop your local league or your local players. Your local league or your local players will have to be developed in your local league by your local coaches, by your local clubs, for them to be able to compete at the national level. If they are not able to reach that level, too bad. Of course, I am not against development. I'm just trying to make clear the demarcation between development and competition. Your national team is going to compete against the best in the world. You can't now use any sentiment to say because you want to expose your local players. Your local players have to be up to scratch. Look at the basketball. Majority of the Nigerian players going to the Olympics for the Tigers, they are based in the NBA, because the NBA offers the best competition in the world as far as basketball is concerned. Do you now say because you want to develop local basketball in Nigeria, it has to be local basketball players that are going to represent us at the Olympics? We probably would not even have qualified. So we need to differentiate between development and competition. If you are asking me a question about developing the Nigerian league, it's a different matter entirely. But your question is about the best players playing for the national team. And I have said, those best players, wherever they are, we should get them.
Two things quickly. The first one is, if we have the belief that we have some players abroad, wherever they are, even though we do not have a part in their development, their discovery and development, then there's no motivation to develop the local players, because we know that we can always run abroad to England and Spain and Germany to get players of Nigerian descent. So what's the motivation? What's the incentive to develop Nigerian football?
The incentive to develop Nigerian football is that it will provide more employment, more engagement, not only for Nigerian footballers, but for the Nigerian sports industry. Let's go back to England, for example, where we have the EPL as the biggest league in the world today. How many English coaches do you have in the EPL among the top clubs? Very few. That's because they know clearly that the EPL is for competition. It's a commercial venture, and there is no sentiment. But when it comes to the England national team, then of course they are looking for an English coach before they consider other foreigners. Then they are looking for the best English players. And sometimes we see some of those players coming from Germany. If you look at the French national team that won the World Cup, how many of them play in the French league? Very few. Okay? If you look at the Brazilian team that we talk about every day, how many of them play in Brazil? Very few. So all countries are looking to play their best players. Look at Algeria that won the last Nations Cup. How many of those players are from the Algerian league? Okay? But that has not stopped their domestic clubs, the Algerian club, from competing in African competitions. So it's a different thing entirely. You still have to develop your league, irrespective of whether you have a good national team or not. When last did England win the World Cup? 1966, but they have the best league. Why are they not winning the World Cup every year? So if developing the league is the only motivation for going to the national team, then England should actually fold up their national team because they have not even won the World Cup since 66. But they have the best league. There's no contradiction there at all. So it is the duty of the Nigerian Football Federation, working in conjunction with the club sides, to come up with policies and programs that will develop the Nigerian league, expand it enough for it to employ players, pay them regularly, referees pay them regularly, have groundsmen, even the media will benefit. All right? So it's a different project entirely from the national team. All right? Like you have seen with the basketball team, when I go back to that example. The basketball team is going to the Olympics. We are the only country in Africa, probably in the world, I don't know, I'm not sure, going to the Olympics with both the male and female teams qualifying for the basketball event in the Olympics. That's something remarkable. But if you have used sentiment to say, oh, it has to be local players, you probably would not have qualified. So, but that does not stop the Basketball Federation from still going on with their development program for the domestic basketball in Nigeria. The motivation, how many players can play in the national team? For instance, we have 20 teams in the NPFL. If you have an average of 30 players in each of those clubs, that's 30 times 20. Can all of them play in the Super Eagles? So if all of them cannot play in the Super Eagles, should we now fold up the league? The motivation is not just for the national team. To develop your local league, it's not just for the national team. How many of them can play in the national team? How many matches does the national play in a year? Maximum, maybe 6 matches, plus friendly matches, maybe 10. So the national team is a different kettle of fish. You still have to come up with programs to develop your domestic league, irrespective of whether those players play in the national team or not. And that's my position.
Well, I may not 100% agree with you, and I know millions of Nigerians out there feel the same way as I do.
What about millions of Nigerians out there who also feel the same way that I do?
You know, the jury is out on that. We have to go now, but you can listen to previous episode of this program when you go to www.nigersuperfans.com/podcast. My name again is Kalode Ogundare. See you next time.